So I'm going to start off by asking a question, a hypothetical question. How do you share a story when you're still going through the reality of the anguish in your life? My gut says you do not. But I'm going to give it a try. So the dear human and friend who nudged me and begged me to share the story is someone who's had the privilege of getting to know me over the past 1 year. Little snippets. Once in a while, I just open up and then close back down. But she got to know me over a year, and now today, I need to share something very personal in a space of 7 minutes. So I'm going to give it a try. My name is Dolly. I'm a daughter, a firstborn in that case, which comes with its own responsibilities if you're African. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. I have to add that part. I'm a dual degree student. And I'm also a part-time employee. But the most important part is I'm a financial caregiver to my little sister. So to me, balance is very fleeting. It always feels like playing a game of Minesweeper. Do you know? Like you feel like you're smiling and then boom, that's a landmine. So that has been my experience with balance. Just when I feel like I've caught it, I have it in grasp, something just explodes. When I got my first job at McKinsey back in Nairobi office in Kenya, I was so excited. I was just like, yeah, fresh from undergrad, got the job that everyone wanted. So I've made it. But 10 days later, I received the worst phone call of my life. My sister was in an accident that left her paralyzed. And so that meant I was going to be a caregiver. She was going to be a wheelchair user after that experience. So we go on the journey. When I thought I could count on love, the 11-month streak caved to the caregiver burnout and compassion fatigue. Because I couldn't take it, taking care of two people, loving one and taking care of my sister. Then when I thought I figured this caregiving thing out, I'm now strong, you know, we've got this. The hospital runs begin. The caregiver that I had hired disappears on me one morning and I can't check into work. So everything just kept, you know, figuring it out and explosions happen. And then when I thought my sister has finally gotten out of the closet and she can now come out and interact with people, things just happened and I had to take care of her emotionally. And so what got me through that whole period was therapy. But then, as every human goes, you get tired of all the caring. It's really, really draining and exhausting. And so came the break. And the break to me came in the form of MPH-MBA. So Dolly got on that flight, 24-hour ride all the way to America. And I was like, yay, America is going to be great. I'm going to make friends. I'm not going to tell people I'm a caregiver so that I figure out my own balance. But then I get here. And I'm going to tell you a story of 8th December 2021. I coiled myself into a ball in room 534. That was the lowest moment of my life in grad school. I was by myself. I really wished for someone that loves me to hold me, and there was no one there. I was all alone in that room, sad and taken away by all the sad emotions. So I had a bad living or housemate situation, and it was really, really draining. I had lost my passport, and I was stuck in America, and I really needed to go home and replenish. I was receiving daily calls somehow during my microecon class. I don't know why it happened. That things were not going well at home, and they needed me, and it was really draining. And on this particular day, the call I received was that Dolly, the caregiver, has run out once again, and we don't know what to do. What really filled me in that moment was helplessness. I'm here with no passport. I really want my sister to hug me. I want my dad to be here. I want people I know to be around me and hug me, and no one was there. And it was really sad. It was the saddest moment of my life, and I think the lowest grade I've ever gotten since I came to grad school. But I think what got me through was the gentleman that sent me the number for JSAP. I called and just cried to a stranger. I said nothing. I just called Jace up. And when someone peeked, I just felt held. And I just cried. Sorry. And said nothing. I'm grateful for the now happy living situation that I have. Someone that gives me peace of mind. Where I lock my room for privacy and not because I'm scared something might happen to me in the night. I'm so grateful for the people that tell me they love me and that they care for me because I need it when I'm so far away from home. I'm so grateful for the friend that pushed me to also share this story. So for me, balance has come in those moments where I felt held, I felt safe, for the hugs that I've received, for the moments that I didn't feel judged. Balance has been fleeting, but for me, balance has also come in the moments of presence, being fully present in class, being fully present in my home, being fully present here as well. And balance has come in all the silence I hear right now, where I feel also held and safe. But most importantly, balance has also come in my family. When I went home, I think things were figured out in that 8th December. I cried then. Of course, got out of the crying zone. I have an unhealthy behavior where if I'm crying, I cry, and then I'm just like, okay, we'll come again, pack that crying, we'll cry later. Now let's get things done. So go to the embassy, get your visa, get your whatever needs to be done, go home and hug someone. So I'm grateful that I also got to go home. I got a family that helped me, went to the embassy, got emergency travel documents, and on 29th December, I had landed home, and the first thing I did is just went home and hugged my family. Got recharged. I'm grateful that I got the recharge enough to come back to another full year of school in 2022. So I'm super, super grateful for my family. I won't get the chance to go home and be with them after grad school because, yeah, I did sign an offer to stay here a little longer. But I'm super, super grateful that I have found a community of friends. I have found my MBA tribe. And I found people that will continue to hold me even while I'm away from home. And I know I'll find the space to also travel home. Thank you for listening.